When the applause died down after the governor issued his challenge, Doyle veered from his prepared remarks for just a moment.
This is one thing that truly brings us all together. We've all been the subject of those ads.
That was true in the last election. A business that tracks advertising estimates that groups spent a combined $6 million running issue ads in the governor's race alone. Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck says that may actually help the chances of regulating issue ads in the upcoming session.
The partisan divide that used to sort of dictate how this was going to turn out is no longer nearly so clear.
Heck supports the governor's plan to require groups like the state's largest teachers union or the state's largest business group to follow state campaign finance laws if they run an ad that mentions a candidate within a couple months of an election. That means they'd have to disclose their donors and abide by contribution limits. Right now, anonymous donors can give those groups unlimited money. The proposal is similar to federal limits that Wisconsin Right to Life is currently challenging before the U.S. Supreme Court. Right to Life lobbyist Susan Armacost says that when someone gives money to a cause in which they believe, who they are and how much they give are none of the government's business.
The governor, like so many incumbents, just doesn't like people talking about them at election time, and that's what it boils down to. This is nothing more than trying to protect incumbency.
Armacost says she'd have to see if the governor's plan would warrant a court challenge, but she says if her group can help it, that won't be an issue. She says her organization will fight Doyle's plan tooth and nail to make sure it never makes it out of the legislature in the first place. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.